This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. In the NBA, Boston topped Denver 111-103. Detroit won against Philadelphia 110-97. The NBA has announced that San Antonio's Greg Popovich will coach the Western Conference All-Star team in next month's game in Toronto. The Eastern Conference coach will be Tyronn Lue, who has run the Cavaliers for just 3 games since taking over for David Blatt. In the NHL, Philadelphia skated by Washington 4-3. Capitals left wing Alex Ovechkin will miss the NHL All-Star Game Sunday in Nashville because of a lingering lower body injury. Coach Barry Trotz said Ovechkin has been dealing with the injury since mid-November. In top 25 women's college basketball, number 1 UConn humiliated Tulsa 94-30. In college men's basketball, UAlbany beat Massachusetts Lowell 75-63. Vermont won its third straight game by beating New Hampshire 66-50. St. Joseph's beat Massachusetts 78-70, and Boston University beat Army 76-67. Two people familiar with the situation says that UConn athletic director Ward Manuel has agreed to take the same job at Michigan, his alma mater. Meanwhile, UConn is planning to charge fans more for basketball and football tickets to fund the construction of new soccer, baseball, and softball stadiums. Top seed Serena Williams has never lost an Australian Open final, and she's one match away from capturing her 22nd Grand Slam title and 7th at Melbourne. Williams cruised into the final with a 6-0-6-4 rout of Agnieszka Radwanska. Next up for Williams is 7th seed Angelique Kerber, who has reached a Grand Slam singles final for the first time. In the NFL, Packers coach Mike McCarthy has pulled out of his Pro Bowl coaching assignment, saying doctors have advised him not to travel as he battles a stomach illness. Clemson quarterback Deshaun Watson says he could leave the Tigers 1 year early for the NFL draft if circumstances are right. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.